This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
With this issue, but move to another site of cholera contamination. The humanitarian group Gift of the Givers is helping residents in Vredefort in the Free State. Over 70 people have been diagnosed with cholera. We already know that one person sadly succumbed to the waterborne disease some 2 weeks ago. However, Gift of the Givers is telling us that they have discovered three more cholera deaths in the area in recent days. And to tell us more, I'm joined by the director and founder of Gift of the Givers, Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman. Doctor, thanks so much for joining us. You've had teams on the ground, I think, since last night. Have they been able to confirm conclusively that three members of one family have died this week from cholera?
Yes, sadly, they don't say it like they, all the people you meet, they tell you it's cholera. They don't say anything else. It's a community consensus. And the nurses at the clinic tell you that too. You know, people are, I must say, people are free to speak. People, there's a sense that there's underreporting. There's a sense that people, I must keep quiet and not say what's going on. When our teams got to the area, they went to the house and there was a 14-year-old child that survived and two siblings, and younger than her. And through a message they got that, they said it very simply in their own way. Mother, first the granny, then the mother, then the aunt, all had diarrhea, all had cramps, went to the hospital and never came back. And as we were distributing water today and meeting individual families, my staff went to individual families and health people sort of guided them to those families. And they said they've lost family members. So if I add up from what they're saying and from the three that passed on from the one house, it looks that there's more than 10 or more people that have passed on just from the six additional families, besides the one person who passed on about 2 weeks ago. So it seems there is underreporting. And we've been told by the clinics that the patients come here, the clinics tell you they've got cholera. Of course, there's no testing done. And they send to the hospital, but they don't come back. And they said every other day there's a funeral. And when they reached the area, they witnessed the meeting. And in the meeting, you know, counselors were telling the people that you've got to boil the water. So they know there's something wrong with the water. It's just that nobody has said directly or tested it directly to say it's cholera. Although they said in the beginning, the health department did just test the water and, I mean, test the patients who had the disease, and they did say it was cholera. But because it's the same symptoms and the same kind of signs, the community is all saying it is cholera.
So tell me, why have they not been tested, to your knowledge? Because we understood that, that the directive was if anyone presents at a clinic with symptoms that could be cholera, in other words, severe diarrhea, they must automatically be tested for cholera. It seems these three women from the same family went to a clinic but may not have been tested. Is that what happened?
Not necessarily. You know, yes, it's possible they were not tested. But with cholera, it's a disease that can eat you up very quickly. You know, it can take you in a couple hours. Mm. So instead of wasting time, rather go to the hospital and start doing the rehydration, and you can do the test, you know, in the process. And the nurses will probably be more careful, knowing from experience what has happened there, rather send the patients to the hospital where they can get IV lines, because the real mainstay of treatment of cholera is through rehydration. And they probably can't do that in the clinic. And of course, we know that a lot of clinics and health facilities have a shortage of supplies throughout the country right now. So they did a wise thing and send them to the hospital, but it's more important to do rehydration than worry about the testing, which you can do as you're doing the rehydration. So that's probably what the nurses are saying. And come get from their own experience, seeing all the patients they've seen. Mm. Of course, everybody hasn't succumbed. Many people have had cholera, but everybody hasn't succumbed. Mm. So being prudent, let's send them to the hospital and be safer.
So you're saying that you're really concerned that there is deliberate underreporting of cholera deaths in this area, and there may be as many as 10 deaths that have not directly been linked to cholera yet, but are almost certainly.
I'm not sure if it's deliberate, but it's definitely underreporting from what my staff say. And my staff get the information from the families they visited. And the families they visited all said they lost a family member. And they all said, of course, it was diarrhea, cramps, and going to hospital and not coming back. So, of course, I can't say exactly that was cholera because I don't have the tests and the proof. But given the circumstances, there is nothing else in the area, you know, until this disease has come on. So the common sense approach would be that this is cholera unless proven otherwise.
Yeah, I hear you. The president today was in Hammanskraal, which is the epicenter of the cholera outbreak. We know that the official death toll has now gone up to 31. 28 in Hammanskraal, one in Ekurhuleni, one in Mpumalanga, and only one officially in Free State. If indeed this has proved to be cholera, that would send it up to 34. Obviously, you know, the health authorities will have to confirm this. But he also said that this is not a national crisis. It's a crisis in Gauteng and around Hammanskraal, but it's not a national crisis. The thing is, cholera can spread very quickly in a community. You're a doctor. You know how cholera behaves. You are getting reports not only from Vredefort, but also from what's going on the ground, because you've been active in Hammanskraal as well. Do you think it qualifies as a national disaster? Should we be ramping up our levels of vigilance?
No, I'm not worried about it being a national disaster, but I'm worried about the quality of water. Because right now, as I'm speaking to you, besides cholera, there's an E. coli problem in Makanda. We've had the Settlers Hospital, and of course, it's not so risky, it's not so severe as cholera. But there are six clinics getting patients from around Makanda with E. coli, the Settlers Hospital itself. We are now increasing the water tanker intake to the areas. People don't want to take water from municipal trucks. They don't want water from municipal JoJo tanks. They're saying the water is infected. They're getting sick. So there is a water problem. You know, on the one side, this is an infective problem. And on the other side, there's a shortage of water or non-availability of water because of drought. So there is a crisis, not nationally. Mm. There is crisis in parts of the country where there's water in a shortage or infection. And as the days go by, we'll see. I mean, Mpumalanga, you're saying there's one patient. Where did that water come from? Was the patient, did the patient get in Mpumalanga or did it get sick in Hammanskraal?
Yeah.
You know, we need to know where the source is.
Oh,
right now, nobody seems to know the source of the cholera.
Dr. Suleiman, you're concerned about underreporting in the Free State. Is it just the Free State, or are you concerned about underreporting in Gauteng and perhaps in other areas as well?
We've been in touch with the people on the ground. Nobody's, from what we've been told, of course, we haven't met every single family and haven't asked every single person that we've met, did anybody from your family die? If there was a higher, much higher figure, it probably would have been mentioned by the communities receiving water. That's the general trend. When you go around in distribution and meeting people, and like in the COVID time, everybody said so many people died in the street, in the community, in the hall, in the ambulance, here, then, everywhere. It was just spoken loudly by the community that so many people died. And then we realized there were many more people that the deaths were not telling what was coming from the hospital, because many people died at home. We haven't had that experience, you know, in Hammanskraal. And in Free Paris, we're only there for the first day. So it's difficult to say, but the people we met, there's definitely more than 6 to 9 people that have passed on.
All right, Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman, founder and director of Gift of the Givers. I thank you, as always, for speaking to us, reporting there. Almost certainly, 3 members of the same family, they believe, died just this week of cholera. And the doctor there saying it could be as many as 9 deaths in that area in Vredefort from cholera.